Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Thank you for joining us tonight, Wednesday night hump day, TM Hyman Talk Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live Talk Radio Show. And this is Matt TM, your hip hop informer with a new voice. It is your girl Dee Dee, but I am suffering from a little sinus issue that's causing me to sound not like myself tonight. But again, I want to say thank you for joining us this Wednesday night. Where tonight we are definitely celebrating Black History, not only Black History Month, but Black History every day here on the show. It's Hump Day Wednesday, February 29th, and tonight we are discussing signs that your mate is cheating on you. So before we go any further, let's get into this jam.
Tonight we are definitely celebrating Black History.
Woman, cash, clothes, cars. Any day now, make it rich off these bars. That's what I pray for. At least I pray though. I know I'm gon' blow. Sometimes I don't know. You know the world cold, like everybody so-sold. I'm trying to dodge the auction, but I'm dead to flossing. In this fast life, we don't never proceed with caution. Green light stuck there, traffic light broken. Only way I stop is if I crash into something. And I ain't got no seatbelt, no airbag or nothing. I'm just trying to make it with those who have made it. The only thing I'm missing is they ears when I play it. You can see the truth only if you listen. Me, I got a clear view, I can see the vision. See more bars than prison. Every sentence death row. And if I don't make it, then that'll be my death blow.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When the vision never gets so lost. You know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Pocketbook Gucci, role model, cash stacks, number one groupie. She sat in my car, turned on the movie. Like took her to the telly, she say, ooh, nice jacuzzi. Like started asking questions, like how much the room cost. Sold a 500, but it's for the Lola. My people's running dead, $30 even less. In that car we was in, ain't a car that I be in.
Ain't my car,
but she fell for it. Cause she lied to me. She's just materialistic as anybody. Yeah, and I should feel ashamed. I'm a victim of the same. You might think it's lame, but just to get a name, spent my last on a chain so I can wear it in my video and pop champagne.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When did our vision ever get so lost? They know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man.
Vision's been lost for some time now. Even the police wanna be Rick Ross now. It's like pay the fool at the end end of the movie. Everybody making rain, everybody wearing jewelry, everybody gangster. Till they end up like Suki. Trapping ain't dead though, y'all niggas just spooky. Fiending for the feeling like Pookie. Everybody wanna be somebody, but to be somebody, then you gotta be seen as if you killed somebody. Yeah, like you some type of John Scotty. Nah, but that you ain't Harley. It's when you call the homie. You used to work a hard, right? Being thick and hard to hide. So anything is glorified. But if they live the life for real, they'd probably be horrified. Excuse me, I'm getting teary-eyed. Rest in peace to the gang. It ain't the same.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. Where did our vision never get so lost? And though we try to change the state the same, only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man.
Wanted so bad, we'll sell our soul to the right price. We'll even eat Eve's apple if the fruit ripe. Oh man, flop, roller.
I'm good.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thank you for joining us, world. It is Wednesday, February 29th. It is Leap Day, everybody. And not only is it Leap Day, it is Hump Day in the city. And tonight, we are discussing signs that your mate is cheating on you and how important is trust in your relationship, just the two of us or not. You want to join into this conversation this evening? You can join us by dialing 917-889-3926. And again, just for introduction purposes, I want to let you know I am not TM. I am Diddy from Chesapeake, Virginia, but I am suffering some sinus issues, so my voice is a little under the weather. But we also have another one of the flyest angels in the business online tonight, calling in from Newark, Delaware, and it's Toya. Say hi to the people, Toya.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, at least we have one of the ladies online tonight.
Well, your voice is always much more beautiful than mine. It seems like after 9 o'clock I morph, but I'm okay with that. Somebody loves it, okay? It is all to the good. But tonight, again, it is not only Leap Year or Leap Day, which only comes around every 4 years, and for all of those who are born, who have the gracious privilege of being born on today, happy, happy, happy birthday. I know you're only so many years old, because I know, you know, February 28th isn't the real day, but definitely happy birthday to you all. And again, it's Hump Day Wednesday. We are almost over the hump, people, to Friday Eve, and then thank God it is Friday. But tonight, we are discussing again the signs that your mate is cheating on you and how important is trust in your relationship, just the two of us or not. Again, you can join us in this conversation by dialing 917-889-3926. Our host, Mr. TM, the Hip Hop Informer, will be joining us shortly. But tonight I want to do a little something different. Tonight we're going to spin a little bit more music probably than usual, just because I do want to take a break on my voice. I don't want to strain myself by doing too much conversation. So I do ask, please give us a call. I hate for Tori to be talking all by herself. Again, at 917-889-3926. But right now we're going to get into Paris Tune, Brooklyn, baby.
Expectation. I didn't think that you'd be overwhelming to me.
Ooh,
but never before had it seemed so right. And it was your body halo that brought me to you tonight.
Should I need and want everything that you own.
And in trade, when I awake from this day, you own my soul. Never had a hand for beauty in all dreams. And I never thought that she could be big in me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger that I never seen before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. Baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed. Cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking how am I so selfish to go sin again. Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and a godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian. I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a faith. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation. Because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian. I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And sees I only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led straight. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away. Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen.
Every time.
time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and Simply, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
CM Hyman Radio Live. Again, thank you for joining us tonight. Leap Day, Hump Day Wednesday in the city. But before we go any further, we'd like to introduce all the way from Tampa, Florida, our hip-hop informer, TM Hyman.
So, what up, what up, what up? Hump Day in the city. Just cracking.
Good evening. How you doing?
I am good at 9:21. What's cracking? What's good? How's everything going?
My voice is going right now, so I'm not doing too much talking. We're putting a little spin on the talk radio show tonight and blessing the people with some nice music because what's going again is my voice.
Okay. Well, folks, you are in tune to Hump Day Wednesday. And Didi can't talk, but I sure can. Today is leap. Yo, it's a leap year. So if you are celebrating a birthday, big up to you because you won't see it for another 4 years. That got to suck. But nevertheless, I guess that means that, you know, you kind of just, you don't grow old. You like 4 years, you don't age for 4 years. Isn't that beautiful? So big up to everybody who had a birthday today, February 29th, in this leap year. Nevertheless, topic tonight. Just the two of us. How can you tell if your mate is cheating on you? Not sure how far in the combo we are with that, but hit us up, 917-889-3926. You are inside a Hump Day Wednesday, and since Dee Dee is in the song CMO, we just going to keep playing music for you. We back. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Hump Day Wednesday, just the two of us.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for Beth.
Mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. We'll look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you feel one lace, you wish. Whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last of the cake. To the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall.
Let me touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little, now let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. More passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Consensus. I mean, I'm sure there's other ways. You have, of course, the inside private eyes and the investigative reporters and all that good stuff. But the basic things to look for, those, you know, first signs come about when the blame game starts, because your guilty conscience begins to work on you. And because you don't want anyone to look at you, you begin to throw shade in someone else's direction to make sure they're not looking at you some kind of way, in order to cover up what you're doing. But always remember, what you're doing, the dark will come to the light. Toya, you agree?
Yeah, I was talking on mute, so. Yeah, I do. You know, you start pointing the finger at other people, so they don't point the finger at you. So if you take the spotlight off of yourself, put it on someone else, start paying attention to what they're doing instead of what you're doing. But, I mean, I guess another telltale sign would be when you start taking phone calls in other rooms, the conversations start to become more one-word answers and opposed to complete sentences. That could be another sign.
Talking in code is what you're saying.
The Riddler.
Yeah, that's the Riddler. Because some people have perfected talking in code, and they don't have to go they can talk right in front of you to whoever they're cheating on you with and talking the same way. That's a professional cheater, I think. I don't know anything about that, but I'm thinking that would be called a professional cheater.
But you wouldn't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, you amateur.
Okay, you not a baller.
Oh, you know what? I think we're in an age where, you know, it seems like cheating is just like the thing to do, right? I mean, at the end of the day. But, I mean, there are a lot of people who are sold out in their relationships. There are people who really have never thought about it. They're content. They're happy. So I know we hear about cheating all the time. But I just want to say big up to those folks who are clearly faithful. And, you know, cheating is the last thing you're really thinking about. Big up to those people. Because, I mean, you would think that everybody cheats. And that's just, you know, not the case. It's really a minority. You know, I think that isn't cheating, you know, but nevertheless, there's still a population of people who, you know, have morals and they uphold those morals. So, again, big up to y'all. And I'm not in a relationship. That's why I'm not including myself in there. And it's y'all instead of us.
Is that right? Like, but you have cheated or you've never cheated?
Have I? Of course I've cheated.
Okay,
I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm not that I've never cheated. That would be a lie.
But currently, you're just not in a relationship to say that you're cheating currently.
Well, I'm not in a relationship, therefore, there's no way for me to cheat. But I think that's probably the younger me. And you know what? I've kind of drew a line of sand. At the end of the day, I am still looking. I am still, you know, I like my freedom. And so that's why I'm not locked down. Because I think if I was in a relationship that, you know, it may not be totally successful, you know, because I'm just not there yet. You know, so why be in a relationship when you already know? You should do the mature thing, the respectable thing, and just do you until you get to that point. And I, you know, but unfortunately, a lot of people don't see it that way. And, you know, they want their cake and eat it too. And I don't think that's fair. You know, but again, that's just my view on it.
Although you're not in a relationship and you're cheating on someone, are you participating in cheating because you are with someone else's mate?
If there's someone else's mate, I don't know it. Because for me, I mean, you know, I can tell you I have in the past. I have in the past, knowingly and willingly. Absolutely. Because my thing is this. If she on me, then something ain't going right. If she's stalking me, then something ain't going down official back at the ranch.
Back at the ranch? Oh, okay.
So you're participating in cheating and stuff.
In cheating.
You would be
mm-hmm.
that one that get called out on cheaters by Joe Greco.
Running up on you.
I watch cheaters, and Joey and the crew never going to run up on me like that. But again, I said that was, you know, when I was younger, you know, I mean, I've had relationships with married women as a younger man. And when I say younger, I mean, like, for real, like, you know, 23, 24. You know, when I got like 25, 26, my perspective had changed a little bit. But I had been doing that probably since I was like young up until, you know, 23, 24. I mean, I can imagine, and I think I can remember a relationship. I think I told y'all this before when we talked about something similar on the show. You know, I remember being like 16, you know, 17, 18, you know, dating like, you know, 35, 36-year-old women. Because, one, they were looking for younger dudes as older women. And they also had a little bit to share. You know, ain't nothing wrong with sharing. And I'm talking monetarily, tangible things. You know, but when we know better, we do better.
Do men or women cheat more? What? We were talking about
the same thing. I don't think that rule applies to everyone, Terrence, because people do know better. but it doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, that's right. I mean, some people know better, still don't do better. But I believe that if you know better over time, you'll end up doing better.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, we all fall short, I guess. You know. Hey, but again, I'm an amateur at this. I really don't know too much about. I'm lying. I'm not a professional cheater. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not gonna say I'm clean or guilty free. Needless to say, when you know better, you do better.
You asked me had I cheated, so I have to be reciprocal in the question. Have you cheated?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
And like you just said, you know, to me that just shows growth, that shows maturity, because when you do know better, you will do better, and you won't accept anything less. You're not going to continue on accepting it on one side and you're not doing it anymore. You know, on both sides it doesn't work for you, whether you are the cheater or you're cheating with the person who's cheating, needless to say, you know. That thing, that is a phase in people's lives. But, you know, of course, everybody wants their own, and you become sold out to the idea of you and only you, or them and that person and only that person. So, you know, it is what it is, because, again, what comes around goes around. So if you did cheat, you will be cheated on.
No doubt. Now I want to ask you, what, if you can remember, caused you to tip out in that instance? We're going to get into this joint right here. This is Rhonda Thomas. She was on with us on Monday. I'm not sure which Rhonda Thomas joint this is, but this is Rhonda Thomas. We'll be right back. We want to talk to Dee Dee. The question to Dee Dee is, what caused her to actually tip out when she did tip out? Tonight's topic, just the two of us. Can you tell if your mate is cheating or not? We'll be right back. Rhonda Thomas, TM Hama Radio Live. Hump Day Wednesday.
Love it, tender, sweet as I remember. Feel
TM Holland Radio Live, Rhonda Thomas, Inside Hump Day Wednesday. The question to Doe Mayor Willingham was, what caused you to actually tip out in the instance that you did? Now, I don't know if you want to talk about multiple instances or a particular instance.
Satisfaction. I think the majority of everybody's instances, greed, not being satisfied in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So, you know, you're looking for that perfect, but you haven't found it. So it's like you're still searching for that perfect, unfortunately. You know, something's missing, and you need to get it fulfilled. I mean, I can't sum it up. I'm not going to put all my business in the street. You know what I'm saying? But that's basically what it was. Be it once or twice, that's the pattern, just not fully satisfied.
Yeah,
in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah, I mean, in some shape, form, or fashion. Now, you know what? And it may be a little different for men than it is for women, because I'm going to say in my instances, I'm not sure it was that I wasn't being satisfied, more so than, you know, I just kind of want what I want when I want it, you know? And I think for men, it's a little different, because it's very true, the statement that, you know, sex for a man is different for a woman. I think that's very true. You know, we just, you know, and it is what it is. It may not be politically correct. You know, it may not be spiritual, you know, for all those folks that listen to us continuously. But it's the truth. Sex for men is just something to do. You know, sex for women, again, is fulfillment. You know, so I think it's a little different, you know, why men tip out, you know, and why women tip out. I think it's a little different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are more emotional creatures than men are. Therefore, when there's some type, somewhere something's lacking, you go somewhere else to get it. So, you know, because, again, with that mindset, you're just doing it to be doing it. You're not doing it to fulfill. You know, you're not looking at it from our perspective of putting our shoes on to say, you know, maybe I need to be doing this to fulfill her. I'm just doing it to be doing it. You know, and a lot of men out there think that they're ballers, needless to say, so they want to have their cake and eat it too, you know, but, and there's always someone out there who'll do something that someone else will not, which makes that a lot more interesting as well, needless to say, but yeah, that's it. You know, we are emotional, and most of the time men are not. So yeah, I posed the same question. Let's keep the question going around in circles. I posed the same question. If Toya has, what was her reason? And if she has not, then you don't have to answer the question.
I think Toya told us that she's been an angel all her life and that she can't relate to buffoonery.
The hell I did. I never said that. I think the question is, who hasn't cheated? That's stupid.
Live life. She can lie a little bit.
Of course I have. Look, that sounds terrible. Of course I have. Who hasn't? And why? Because I wanted to, damn it. I don't know why. I don't know why or reason.
Wow.
Just because I wanted to.
Right.
That's a baller. For all y'all who don't know, that's a baller.
Let me ask, because I'm sure, you know, some inquiring minds will want to know. Is that like old, prior to, you know, getting married or during your marriage?
Oh, man, why are you asking so many questions, Eric?
Hey, I want to
What the hell? WTH. What's wrong with you, man?
Hey.
Oh my goodness.
Stop putting people on blast, Terrence. You have to protect people's privacy on this show. You're
hey.
Trying to make
oh.
You trying to call break up happy homes right now, Terrence, because you don't have one. Don't be a hater,
I know.
Ball.
wrong with you?
This is
I'm doing shows for entertainment purposes, but you're not going to be using me.
Well, you know what? Since somebody feels like they're on Front Street, just go to a song, change the topic. We'll be right back, everybody.
I wouldn't feel this pain from you saying your life goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Somebody get stuck on that last question. but we're going to move right along. 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, just the two of us. Just the two of us. Are you sure? Are you sure? Because it could be three or four or five of y'all, and you don't even know. How can you tell if your mate is cheating or not? We've talked about some instances, but Didi, I think you're right. There are some professionals, there's some very clever folks out here, you know. And me personally, though, I think all the cleverness actually rests with the women.
Wow.
I think women cheat and will take it to their grave with them because y'all are so clever and so smooth with it. You know, we messy. You know, we messy, we ignorant. You know, in many instances, we just flood out dumb as hell. Unlike women who are very, very smooth, like smooth criminals with it.
You want to know why I think that is? Because this is the thing. This is the double standard placed upon women by men. First, men think, because it's going on since the beginning of time, it's okay. Please don't leave me, baby. Please, please, it won't happen again. And we as women who apparently don't value ourselves, or maybe we just got something going on, or maybe we just really love you, we are going to forgive you and give you another chance. You want to know why? Because God forgives, so we're going to forgive you. But on the other hand, the double standard lies with a man. Oh, no. Don't you, as a woman, cheat on this man, because he, his ego and his pride cannot take it, cannot handle it. Oh, no, we can't forgive you that somebody has been up in our little, in our cookies. Oh, no. So we got to get rid of you right now. And women, we don't want you to leave us. So, of course, we have to be 10 steps ahead of you. So we, even though, you know, we're going to do it. You know, we're not going to do it because we know that you're doing it, so we're not going to do it. We're going to do it, but we got to be slick with ours because we don't want you to leave because we know how sensitive you are if you find out, as opposed to if we find out, you expect us to still stay there.
Oh, yeah, I don't agree. I don't agree at all.
You say you don't agree?
Well, no, I don't agree.
Okay, what's your point of view?
My point of view is, the whole point of cheating with somebody normally is to not be caught, like, because if you wanted to be caught, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't be cheating and sneaking. You would just do it out in the open. So you're either sloppy with it or you're not. There's some men who aren't sloppy. There's some who are. There's some women who aren't sloppy, and there's some who are. You get caught or you don't get caught. I mean, it is what it is. I don't think it has anything to do with, oh, a woman's going to try to take it to her grave to protect a man's ego. No. It's just most women are sneakier than men and can do a better job at it. You don't give a damn about no man's ego.
No, Toya, you don't give a damn about a man's ego, but everybody's not like Toya.
I mean, what's that got to do with it? You cheat, you cheat. You get caught, you get caught. You don't, you don't. What? I'm just,
because, Toya, that's
case. I don't think that's the case. I mean, at the end of the day, I think for women specifically, right, for women specifically, women in most instances got something to lose. Even if she's not being fulfilled in the bedroom, she's going to hide it and she's going to slip and slide, because if she can become fulfilled and keep all of those things that she's accustomed to at the same time, she's going to do that.
And men don't have anything to lose?
Well, I mean, family, yes. But at the end of the day, I'm talking in those households where, I mean, so I'll just, you know, you say she wanted to tell all her business, but I'll tell a little bit of all of mine, which is a, you know, oxymoron, a little bit of all of mine. Military women were attracted to me, it seemed. And with military wives, again, they got a lot to lose, you know, if they get caught cheating on their husbands. You know, specifically when husbands are out to sea, you know, or something like that. If they're out, you know, I mean, dude's not there. You know, she needs some affection. But at the same time, she's out of order. She's married. and she knew about the loneliness when she married him. She knew he was going out to sea. That's why they got married, because he was going out to sea, you know, but she's cheating on him. Women like that got something to lose, and they'll go to their grave with that because they don't want to give up the fringe benefits.
What fringe benefits?
I think it's a little bit of all that. I think of course, everybody has their own specific reason, but if you had to do statistically and you poll, I think those three things in which we named, though Toya's is a little bit of the lesser because it's not as brazen. A lot of men and women aren't as brazen as Toya just described. But I do think all those three perspectives encompass the majority of the reasons why they're out there tipping. I think the military example was a good example. I mean, just because military, you know, but from the other perspectives, women still don't want to have anything, don't want to lose what they have, even though they are looking for something else to be fulfilled. But a lot of women aren't as brazen as Toya described, or men as brazen as they described, because if they're creeping for a reason, and they don't want you to know. That's why they're creeping. That's why they look all surprised on cheaters, because they didn't want you to find out, even though they're creeping. But you do have some that are like, well, you know what? If you find out, you find out, and it is what it is. But then you have some that, you know, again, you have those women men are like, well, the women don't want the man to find out because they don't want to lose their man, or, you know, or they don't want that double standard. When you have the men who are like, you know, I'm still going to cheat because I'm just a man and this is just what we do, and, you know, but I expect my main thing to forgive me and it's going to be okay. I think I've seen it all. I've seen everything we just described. I've seen it all.
No, absolutely, because, I mean, there are also instances in which people cheat because they really don't want to be where they are. They're there, but they really don't like the situation. So they're going out trying to find something, but they don't want to let go of what they have, not because they like it, but because it's familiar to them. They're comfortable with it. And I don't understand that, but I've seen that as well.
Absolutely. You know,
but I don't want to let you go. That makes no damn sense.
No, I don't want no one else to have you, but I don't want you either.
It
do make sense.
The sense
to that person.
It's as simple as I'm not going to let go of one vine until I grab hold of another one. There's no need in me falling if I don't have to.
Because I know the grass isn't greener on the other side, so I'm going to just hold on to this grass right here. But I still want to make sure, I still want to see, you know, with this brown grass over here gap, because in different seasons, it does turn green. So, I mean, I think all that goes down. Again, everybody's reason, I'm sure we all have our own individual reasons or excuses. Most people do, but I think on average what we said, you know, kind of sums up the reason as to why, you know, it gets down the way it gets down. But, of course, again, big up to those who stand fast to their decision and they're not out there tipping and they're, you know, trusting in what they made the decision on and standing in faith. So big up to that. Because, again, what comes around goes around, and what you do in the dark will come to the light. And you got to pay for it some way, somehow, be it someone's going to cheat on you or something else is going to transpire. You will pay for it.
Absolutely. It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. It's 7 o'clock on the West Coast. You're in tune to TM Hot Radio Live. It's a leap year, my friends. Today is Wednesday, February 29th. Tomorrow, March 1st. Wow. Where does the time go? We'll be right back. You're in tune. The team I'm on Radio Live. Back in a moment.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You said, no, no, no. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some dirt in you, baby, baby. Oh, and then he left you gasping for air.
Something that I can say there's beyond a shadow of a doubt
this, you know what I'm saying, there's no reasonable doubt here. This is you. This is her. It is going down. I'm never going to come out my mouth and accuse, because that, to me, is like making an assumption and you make an ass of yourself. However, there are some who will, you know, accuse you got to be cheating because this, you got to be cheating because of that. People's perception is 99% of reality. I get it. Needless to say, that may not be the reality. You know, I may need to take this call in the other room, maybe because you're being loud or the TV is up too loud. Not so much that I'm cheating on you, but if you already, if something's already going on in your mind, you're going to throw shade in my direction. So, again, I just think that, you know, some people will take it to the steps of going to hire Joey Greco in there. That's why he got stabbed. He better stab people's business in their face. But, you know, some people will take it that far to do what?
What happened to Joey?
He got stabbed.
Really? When?
Yeah, this was a while back. What was it, like a year or two ago?
No, it was way before then. He almost got shot before. Did you see the episode where they were on the rooftop of a parking, I think a parking garage, and they were shooting? Joey,
yeah,
better watch it. He's going to run up on the wrong one day.
Because this is my point. At the end of the day, when you find out that they're cheating or whatever the case may be, okay, you haven't even thought past the fact that if it is the truth, what am I going to do? If you're going to stay there, if you're not going to leave them, then what are you going through all this for?
Exactly. Don't go through all that. Now, if you have a plan, it's right. There's no need in going through all that. All the boo-hooing and crying and looking and searching when all you're going to do is sit there and deal with it. You're going to deal with it. There's no point in looking for anything. Now, if you're going to leave, then go on and leave. But
because sometimes when you're looking for stuff, you find what you're looking for, and then
exactly.
What?
Exactly. And then what? So you found it. Now what you going to do about it?
What you going to do about it? You're going to sit right there. And at this
and
point,
look
you, all I'm going to say is, look, hey, if you're not going nowhere, what you're not going to do is bother me with this. Let's keep it moving.
Oh, and that's the pro for you, Terrence, right there.
You know what? I thought we were there. You're going to put me on blast. Birds of a feather do flock together.
No. No, but really, like, you know, who has time, you know, you were saying about going through phones and going through the personal items and looking through the, who has time for that? Who has time to actually do that? Who cares to do that is what I was going to say.
Right.
Well, who has time to do that? You have too many other things going on in your life than to look for a phone call, a text, a piece of paper, a pair
because,
of doors, I don't know, an earring.
Right.
What are you looking for? Like, what in the world?
Because what happens to trust? At the end of the day, what you're doing is you have an insecurity that you have not dealt with, and you have imposed the responsibility of dealing with your insecurity on someone else. So now you're going looking for something. Okay. They've shown their distress. You found something. And what now? If you're not leaving them, then you better continue on trusting that they're going to be the person that they are and that you're going to work on your insecurity. Because if not, I mean, what's going to happen? What? You're going to still keep getting hurt. You're going to still try to impose this insecurity on somebody else. It's not that person's responsibility to ease your pain. Because you should trust them enough that they're going to be them. And if you've made the commitment, then you already should know who they are. And if you impose your trust and made a bad judgment, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I messed up. I made the bad judgment. Then let me figure out what I'm going to do from here. If you're not leaving, then go sit your hind parts in that room and get out my face.
Go sit your what?
Hind parts in that room and get out my face.
And get out my face, Terrence. Did you hear that? Get out of face.
Wow, but that hind part sound like my grandmother. That was country.
Right.
And
yeah,
I am from
Carolina,
Virginia. I'm from Virginia, boo. I'm a little country. Hind part. Go set it down. As the deal would say, go set it down.
Not sit down, set it down. And hind part.
You know, because I'm like, if you're going to do all that, if you're going to play the intro private eye game and you come to me with all this, again, you still don't have no actual facts. You got a phone, you got some text messages, whatever you come in with me at. and you have to sit at the end of all that where I don't feel like I can trust you, and I don't want to be here anymore, so I'm going to leave. If you're not saying that, if you're not ending with that, to me, the conversation is pointless. So you brought it to my attention. Now, either I'm going to tell you the truth or I'm going to lie about it. I'm not saying me. I'm just saying in general. I'm going to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? Or some, you know, thing of it is either they're going to tell you the truth or they're going to lie about it. But if you haven't made a decision on what you're going to do, period, and you're still going to stick around, that means right now you have an insecurity that you feel like this person should continue to feel, should make you feel better, and that's wrong. That's not right. You need to deal with that insecurity. It's not that other person's responsibility. Well, you got to make me feel like I can't, make me feel that. No, I'm going to continue to be the person that I am, period. This is who I'm going to be, and we're going to keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Through God, I will change because you can't change me. Period. So, you know what I'm saying? What's the point in taking yourself through all this if you haven't made a decision within yourself? Like, look, this is what I'm going through. I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to go for it. I know I'm not an insecure person, but what I see, right, what's going on before me is dishonesty and distrust. So this is how I'm going to handle this. I made a mistake. I don't think we should continue going forward. This is what you want to do. I want you to be happy. Your happiness is my utmost concern. I'm going to go ahead and step to the left and let you do you. Now, if you're coming to me with some, with, you know, a clear decision on what you've already made your mind up, I got to respect that at the end of the day, and I'm gone. But you're not going to make me pay for your, continue to pay for your insecurity. Of course, I'm going to have to work on building that trust. I understand that piece of it, but you still are dealing with an insecurity that you haven't worked on, and it's not my responsibility to help you get over that.
It's not her responsibility to help you get over your insecurities. Remember that. Coming up, news. We'll be right back. You're in tune to Team Hama Radio Live. Hump Day Wednesday. I want y'all to remember that. It's not her responsibility, damn it.
Front porch swing and the evening shade. Sipping on grape-flavored Kool-Aid while Marvin Gaye sings in the background. Let's get it on. Hopscotch, Jack's, red light, green light, Mother May I. Back in the days of soft ways and easy understanding. When I was a little girl, Mama taught me to serve the lawn. Daddy said, need a bell, don't be nobody's fool. Thought I was grown on $5 a week, and staying up all night made me groan. When going all the way meant marry the man before the child. I never knew the pain of true love. My biggest fear, the redhead girl would never come to marry Charlie Brown. No. A kiss and a red light raised my age, and a sip of wine, two hips a good time. The basement prior made me laugh while the Jackson said,
we did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash rules everything around me. Cream is the money, microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella. Yo, chilling with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over you,
yes, I remember the freedom of walking the street. Sleep at night, doors open wide. But being a pimp was not the end thing to do. When a gang was seven riding in a four-seater, a switch on your back, respect your fellow man. Back then it was cool for a village to raise your child. Backyard wedding receptions, barbecue feasts, block parties, dancing in the street. With Grand Master Flash and Sugar Hill Gang were anomalies. Afros, dashikis, and white collar shirts, big poops and mini skirts. When dancing down the Soul Train line is where I wanna be. Today we look the same, but everything has changed along for the days when we were free. Free in our hearts to love and free to serve the God of all.
187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money, microphone checker. Cause what's on the top of it without the Cinderella? Yo, chilling with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over you, my God. I got the bell bottoms, the illo fro, butterfly collar, coolie high camp flow, champagne supernova, leather interior, Donnie Hathaway booming as I recline, turn a couple corners, bites like piranha, summertime, hot like a sauna, dice against the wall, Chuck Taylor's on my feet, it's like we all family living on the same street, food stamp free cheese, we pick our own switches, the first time I heard of TFLD, right on your dick, got a gig, my neck, running up as cold-blooded, just did a bed. My big screen TV was a floor model, on the corner brown bag with the 40 bottle, black fist pumping, rewired for the end, shoot, might as well go ahead and steal something, we did it out in the park, because it's 187 on the undercover car, New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me, cream is the money, microphone checker, cause what's going to happen without the Cinderella? Yo, chilling with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over you, my God.
These memories of old school taking me back to days of soft ways and easy understanding, like when dancing was done in a basement under a red light. How the after-hours joint would bang when the club would shut down. Sweat pouring off our backs as we would freak, do the bump in the monorail. Days of old school.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was Neo Soldier with Days. And tonight is Hump Day Wednesday and Leap Day, and we are discussing how to know when your mate is cheating on you. Is it just the two of us? But tonight, well, right now, we are about to get into entertainment and national news with our own hip hop informer, T.M. Hyman.
What up? Coming to you live out of Tampa with your sports news report today. Hey, looks like Orlando is whipping up on D.C., actually whipped up on D.C. with that final score tonight, 102-95. Looks like the New York Knicks came out on top tonight at 120. Atlanta down. Looks like they got beat 85-2. Sorry, Atlanta. Looks like Dallas actually whipped up on Memphis tonight. And looks like the Hornets actually lost to Toronto 89-81. It's halftime right now. Chicago Bulls is up 50 to the Spurs. Also halftime with the Denver game to Portland. Portland is down 45. Denver's up 62. Utah is up right now. Jazz is spanking on Houston 49-44. And there's a game coming up at 10:30, L.A. versus Minnesota, the Lakers versus the Wolves, the Timberwolves. NBA All-Star Weekend. The game on Sunday was won by the defensive team, and it was a lot going on in Orlando. So do y'all know where next year's All-Star Weekend is going to be held? Do either one of you know? Because I have no clue.
I have no clue either.
Yeah, haven't heard it. Not even sure if it's been announced yet. But definitely follow NBA All-Star Weekend. It's a good look if you really like the game. T.M. Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa with your sports report tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday. Thank you very much.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast at the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardies. I love the night light, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Nobody humping around because it seems like many people are.
Many
everybody
people
but
are.
Toya. Everybody but Toya.
You're so whack.
I'm not humping around, but Toya's not by herself. And apparently you're in the boat with us because you're not humping around either. So no one on this show is humping around. But we have. What we can is we cannot throw stones. We cannot judge. We all have done our dirt in our day. So, but I mean, the truth of the matter is, you know, I don't think it's something that's ever going to not happen. You know what I mean? But I think as you grow up, mature, and look to be a better person as you get older, that you'll get to a place where you, or that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for that one and only that you want to give your all to no matter what. Because at the end of the day, relationships are about experiencing ups and downs. all the time, you may experience some days where you feel like you don't love this person. But it's just a phase you're going through. But that doesn't mean you go and cheat because today you feel like I don't love them. Or today you feel like, you know what, they've done something to disrespect me. Do they even know today that you feel disrespected by whatever it is that you did? And it's all about communication. So, I mean, you will go through. That's what relationships are about. But the biggest thing is communication. Whatever it is, be able to say what's on your mind. Talk it out. But don't go take out whatever it is you're going through with someone else because you don't know how to talk about it with the person that you made the commitment with.
Yeah, certainly agree with that. I do. I understand where you're coming from. Understand.
I know. But I don't think it's going to change. I mean, I hope someone hears that and they understand that and they listen to it and they make a better decision. But, you know, I say at the end of the day, he's humping around. It's been going on for a long time. So I don't know if it's ever going to change.
This is true. This is true. I also think that people a lot of times tip out because they really aren't happy with themselves. That's one aspect that I really haven't heard tonight. But it's not always that, you know, your significant other is doing something wrong, or it's not always what they're not doing. Sometimes you just aren't right. You just aren't satisfied with yourself. You just, you know, really aren't content with yourself, and you're just a wanderer. Often, you know, a lot of times it's not about what that significant other is or is not doing. I've seen that in many instances in which people couldn't even explain why they were doing what they were doing. It wasn't that they were totally unhappy. You know, they were just a wanderer, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. It makes a lot of sense. You know, because sometimes when not knowing who you are, you haven't said, you know, this is who I am. These are my, you know, this is what makes me happy. And if you haven't discovered who you are and become satisfied with who you are, then, yeah, I definitely agree with that. It has nothing to do with that other person. You're just, for lack of a better word, a wanderer. And until you get to the place where, you know who you are, you can look yourself in the mirror, accept you for all your, you know, your indiscrepancies or whatever the case may be. You know, hey, anything is possible. But hopefully through time, maturity in Christ, Lord Jesus, or whoever you pray to. I'm not going to say everybody out there is a Christian and pray to the Lord. I don't want to do that. But, you know, when you get to that place, you can say, you know, make me a better me. So that doesn't happen. Because like I said, what comes around goes around. So when you sow that seed, well, good seed, bad seed, it will reap. You will reap something back, be it good or bad.
This is true. This is true. Create in me a clean heart, Lord, is really what we should be asking. Folks, up next, health and wellness coming live out of Chesapeake, VA. But first, let's get into Winston Warrior inside Hump Day Wednesday. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. It's Team Harmon Radio Live. Winston.
got it bad for you. I do.
That was Winston Warrior here on TM Harmon Radio Live. It's about 10:34 here on the East Coast. Thanks for rocking with us. We're about to jump into the health and wellness segment this evening with the one and only Domare, a.k.a. Didi.
All right, all right, all right. Well, tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you by Massages for Life. But tonight I'm going to take a spin, since it is the last day of the official Black History Month and it is a special year. I'm going to drop some nice Black History facts on you that happened on Leap Day, February 29th. But before I get into that, I do want to say for all you sinus sufferers out there, there's a product that our own Toya has that you can get with her from Determine Your Destiny called Clear Guard. And if you take Clear Guard on a continuous regular basis as instructed on the bottle, you may not be suffering from what I'm suffering from. However, if you want something, if you want to try something different, if Sudafed is not working for you, Claritin or things like that. So, again, Clear Guard is an all-natural product brought to you by Nutrilite, and you can get in touch with Toya with Determine Your Destiny, and she can help you obtain that product that you can take on a regular basis to not have to go through what I'm going through. Though I do take it, I don't think I'm following the instructions properly, and forgive me. With that being said, I'll jump right into February 29th. It's a special day. It only comes around every 4 years. With that being said, tonight's Black History Facts. In 1968, National Advisory Commission on Civil Disorder said white racism was the fundamental cause of the riots in American cities. The commission said America was, quote-unquote, moving toward two societies, one black, one white, separate and unequal. In 1968, Juanita Hall is a singer and actress born on November 6, 1901 in Keyport, New Jersey, died on February 29, 1968 in Bayshore, New York. This singer, actress, and co-director was best known for her role as Bloody Mary in the 1949 Broadway stage production of South Pacific. In 1945, football player and actor Charles Aaron Smith, we may know him as Bubba Smith, played on the Police Academy movies, was born in Orange, Texas. This football player and actor Bubba Smith began his professional football career with the Baltimore Colts. He later played for the Houston Oilers and Oakland Raiders before retiring and making a name for himself in movies. I love him in Police Academy, everybody. And I will end with this. 1940, Hattie McDaniel. On February 29, 1940, Hattie McDaniel, known for her supporting role, became the first African-American woman to win the Oscar Award for her role as Mamie in the movie Gone with the Wind. That may be back in our parents' time, if some of us haven't seen the movie, but I know you all have heard of it. Not only was she the first African-American to receive this award, but was, at the time, the only woman to have received it up until Whoopi Goldberg received the same award for her role in the movie Ghost. And tonight that is Health and Wellness, brought to you by Massages for Life.
Just my body, I see you looking better. That's the corner of my eye.
Shamar Buttons, that's Saber here on TMI Radio Live, Hump Day Wednesday. Just the two of us is the topic tonight. Interesting conversation with myself and the Angels. If you want to become a part, you still got like 22 minutes, 21 minutes, 917-889-3926. You can rock on. We're back on Friday, 9 to 10, just 1 hour on Friday inside the Cypher. Back again on Monday, 9 p.m. Thanks for rocking inside Hump Day Wednesday. Angels, Didi, spit a few more of those black facts off to us again as we wrap up Black History Month officially. But on this show, we're going to keep it going. I like black facts. We're going to keep this going for the rest of the year.
You want some more black? Oh, well, if I would have known, let me go back and maybe I wasn't clear. Some of the, I'll spit the two, my two most favorite of the ones I just read in the last segment. And then before I go, I'll make sure I pull another one out of my hat. My two most favorite, again, was in 1945, the football player and actor Charles Aaron Smith, but we may know him as Bubba Smith, who was born in Orange, Texas. Excuse me, born in Orange, Texas on this day. He originally began his football career with the Baltimore Colts, and he later played for the Houston Oilers and Oakland Raiders before he retired from football and made a name for himself in the movies. And again, you might know him as the big dude, black, it's Black History Month, that played in the Police Academy series, Police Academy 1, 2, 3, I think it was like 100 of them. But the big, you know, tall, you know, muscular, masculine dude that was turning over cars in the movies. So I loved him in each and every one of them. He was the best. And then, of course, Hattie McDaniel. She, on 1940, on this day, she was the first woman who won an Oscar Award for her supporting role. And Mamie was the maid of the housekeeper in the movie Gone with the Wind. I can't say I've ever actually sat down and seen the movie Gone with the Wind, but I definitely have heard of it many, many times over. But not only was she the first African-American to receive the award, but, of course, the only woman up until Whoopi Goldberg won the same award for her role, her supporting role in the movie Ghost. So definitely some great, great facts about two people that we should be familiar with somewhere in our history. But before we get out of here, I'll make sure I get you one more because, again, I do like, you know, those interesting black history facts that you never know about. Because, of course, we all hear about, you know, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, you know, the great tennis player, Arthur Ashe. You know, we don't hear a lot about him, but I know that we do hear about him sometimes. I'll just throw that out there. He was a very well-known professional tennis player, black tennis player who died from AIDS. And I want everyone to know that he didn't die from AIDS because he was living a homosexual lifestyle. He died from AIDS because he received a blood transfusion for a disease that he had and received that blood transfusion. And the blood, of course, was not checked properly. He had contracted the AIDS disease from that and then later died. But he was very well known for his help and as far as his charitable works and things of that sort, and being educational and as far as enlightening people with and sharing his educational knowledge and just sharing education with people. So Arthur Ashe is someone that we should celebrate during Black History Month. But again, I'll have one more for you before we get off the air tonight.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Also, I just wanted to share. I received an invitation that I thought was very significant. It was an invitation to an event that's actually almost sold out. But Tyler Perry is hosting a gala at his studios, Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta. And I received an invite to the event. Now, before you think that, you know, I'm significant. I'm not, because the invite, went out to people in the industry. Clearly, I'm a part of the industry, but I clearly can't afford to go. The cheapest tickets are sold out, and the cheapest tickets to this event was $250. There are $500 general admission tickets still available right now. There are $2,500 VIP access tickets, and there's $10,000 VIP access plus photo line tickets available. It's going down March the 16th, 2010, at 5 p.m. at Tyler Perry Studios. If you are interested in this, and again, all contributions are to benefit the Barack Obama campaign coming up later this year. So, you know, it's a fundraiser, clearly. But again, I think it's really cool that Tyler Perry and others are pulling together for the Obama Victory Fund 2012 campaign. Twofold. I share this because really, if there are some ballers out there truly trying to support the president, hit me up. Really, hit me up. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com and put in the subject Tyler Perry Studios. Actually, better yet, put in the subject Obama Victory Campaign. Obama Victory Campaign. Hit me up, send me an email, and I will respond with information about who you can contact to get a ticket if you have $500 at least and you're really trying to hang out with some true ballers. The ball is the president. It's to be president. That's the ball. That's what I'm talking about. I'm far from a baller. The first was support the fundraiser if you can. But even if you can't, just go to, you know, the president's website, Obama for America, and make a contribution to his campaign, period. And even if you can't make a contribution, prepare yourself to make the ultimate contribution and vote this coming election in November. You know, you've got to rock your vote. And there's no question, you're voting for the president, President Barack Obama. To hell with Mitt Romney and the rest of his cronies. We want to see Barack Obama continue the success that he's not getting credit for. Unemployment's down. The economy is creeping in the right direction, and we're not giving Barack Obama credit for it. Rock the vote. I'm off my soapbox.
You are something else. I'll definitely rock the vote, everybody. If you are 18 and older, make sure you get yourself registered. You can. There's many ways to make that happen. I believe if you are registered with DMV, that is something they ask you if you want to register to vote. So get yourself registered and get out there and support. I'm not saying that you have to. I want you to support Barack. I'm going to support Barack. But whomever you support, just vote. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, it is a privilege, so get out there and exercise it. But you know what? I have one more. I actually have two, but I'm gonna give you this particular interesting fact because this is someone we all know and love. Black History Month, February 28th, since we were not on air yesterday, musician and entertainer Michael Jackson wins 8 Grammy Awards. His album Thriller broke all sales records to date and remains one of the top grossing albums of all time. Big up to Michael Jackson. Cannot believe it's going on almost 3 years since he passed. Rest in peace.
No doubt. We got 10 minutes left in the show, everybody. We're going to get into this last joint. We'll be back, and we'll sign off for the night. Thanks for rocking with us. We'll be right back.
Long break.
Greyhound, double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down, cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud, cause I know I gotta make it, standing in the station, way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up, we're all just dreamers in here, but
dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. But dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do. Thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
Thanks for rocking. 917-889-3926. Let's go to the lines. Open it up. DC in the building. What up?
What's going on, Tim Hyman family?
What's cracking?
Going on, cool?
Ain't nothing much. I just want to stop by and say hi for the night. And
how do you know your mate is cheating on you?
Let me see. I have some vulgar stuff I can say, but I'm not going to say it. So
keep all the vulgar stuff. Not right now, and no Oprah either. Cool. Just give us one way to tell how your mate is cheating on you, crazy man.
I don't know. I don't know. I really can't say. You just know. I think when things like that happen, you just know. It's like sometimes when you have that feeling. Like a lot of times women have that feeling that their man is cheating on them. They want that confirmation. They already know. They don't need the confirmation. They just dig for the confirmation so they can feel bad. I mean, I'm sorry to say it like that.
Oh, dang.
I was cheating on a woman and that I was dating, and I really was into this woman. And she thought I was cheating on her because I would come home and I would take a shower. I would get to the house, I would take a shower, and it had nothing to do with taking a shower because I was cheating on him. When I was out messing around, I took a shower before I got there.
Right, in the shower before you came home too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Someone too clean.
Yeah.
Like you have to get out the world all that. Come on now, cool.
Hey, I'm a guy that's not afraid to say certain things. Like, look, when it comes to sex, all guys will have times where they'll come too quick, right? Well, she said that I was cheating because we used to we would just go at it, and I was coming too quick, right? But the thing was, that started happening when I stopped cheating. I was like, it kind of made me realize that I need to cheat.
Wow. Look at that thought process right there, y'all. I don't know. This is not supported to Tim Hyman Radio Live. This is from DC, everybody. God bless your soul.
Hey, y'all was talking about Obama, and you said you're not going to tell people who to vote for. I'm going to tell them. They either vote for Obama or don't go out and vote.
I'm not going to say that. Right. No. Just go vote. I want you to vote for Obama, but I still want you to vote. Don't sit at home and complain and you didn't take part in the process.
Nah, if you're going to go out there, you make sure you vote for vote everything D.
I understand. I ain't mad at you for that. But, even if you feel some type of way about Obama, at least vote. Because I guess one thing I cannot stand is someone who got something to say about everything but didn't do their part. Who did you vote? I ain't vote for nobody, but I'm just saying, don't say anything. Go on and set it down. Set it down. So, I'm not taking sides. Again, I push Obama all day long, but I think everybody should vote. Regardless,
hey, y'all know I'm taking sides.
We know, cool. We know you are Obama man all day. We know you are not for Mitt. I'm not sure I say that man's name. I mess it up every time. But I think everybody in this camp right now is for Obama. But
I'm a liberal, fiscally conservative socialist.
Huh? Say it again.
I said I'm a liberal. Fiscally conservative socialist.
Yeah, huh?
No, I can dig it. I can dig it, actually. I'm definitely liberal, but I also have a little bit of conservative in me as well. I'm not too clear on the whole socialist, status. I'm not clear on that. Although I think America really is a socialist system anyway. I think it's just an undercover socialist type of system. That's where we're headed, regardless. But I'm definitely liberal, definitely conservative. But folks, we're out of time. I'm going to say believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity. Angels, take us home.
And I'm going to say be a blessing, everybody. And Tori,
be blessed. I said be blessed, but you were talking over me.
I apologize. Good night, everybody. We will see you back here on Friday. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.